Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On the program today, we play new music from Justin Townes Earl, and we return to a story about the sale of shares in the company that owns a famous New York skyscraper. But first, we go play games at an art show in Washington. Most art exhibits have a no-touch policy. At the Smithsonian Institution, guards often give a warning if people position themselves too close to works of art. But right now, the Smithsonian's National Museum of American Art is inviting visitors to play with parts of its new exhibit, The Art of Video Games. Mario Ritter has our story.
Six-year-old gamer Jacob Smith enjoys playing at the museum. Jacob was prepared to take a favorite video he found there.
I was really excited. I think that you could buy games here, and because I have some money.
But none of the 80 games are for sale. They all are on loan from Chris Melisinos, who set up the show.
Video games have been present in my life for as long as I can remember.
Chris Melisinos sees video games as more than just playthings. He suspects other people feel the same way.
I think that many of us that grew up with these always knew them to be, again, something more than what they seem to be on the surface. Whether or not we consider them to be art may have just been from a lack of maturity.
Video game creation usually starts with pencil-drawn images on paper. The show includes some of these for visitors to look at. The history of video game art is explored through pictures and video in one room of the exhibit. The beauty and complexity of modern video games are clear next to the earlier games like Pac-Man, which was developed 30 years ago in Japan. One of the most interesting parts of modern gaming is the increasing involvement of the player. Chris Melisinos says that these days, the gamer really is in the game.
We see interactive storytelling that let you guide the story along to make sure that you are included in that narrative.
Myst was one of the earliest video games to present the story from the point of view of the gamer. Myst came out in the early 1990s. It is one of the five games that visitors can play at the Art of Video Games show. 32-year-old Brad Pittick says the exhibit was a trip back in time for him.
It brings back memories from, you know, kind of growing up to see some of the games that were really my first introduction to video games and computers.
Brad Pittick also enjoyed playing a new game called Flower. It creates the feeling one is floating through the air like a flower petal on the wind. He says the experience was calming, unlike most video games. The Art of Video Games will continue as the most playful exhibit in Washington through the spring and summer. The show at the National Museum of American Art closes on September 30th.
We have new information about a report we presented last December. At that time, we talked about the Empire State Building in New York City. We reported on plans by its owner to sell shares in a publicly traded company that would operate the world-famous structure. Here's Christopher Cruz with an update on our story.
The Empire State Building has 102 floors. It was the tallest building in the world for more than 40 years, from 1931 to 1972. While it is no longer the tallest, people from around the world visit its 86th floor observatory to see New York from high above. The observatory is one of the city's most popular tourist attractions. Recently, the company that owns the building said it is moving forward with plans to sell $1 billion in shares in what is called an IPO, or Initial Public Offering. Two classes of stock are to be offered. Class A shares will be sold to the public. Each Class A share is worth one vote. Class B shares will be sold to the Malkin family, which controls the company. Each Class B stock will hold 50 votes a share. The Malkin family has spent almost $500 million fixing and modernizing the Empire State Building. The family said it plans to spend hundreds of millions of dollars more on the building and some of the other structures it owns. The money would come from the stock offering. At least two groups of investors have taken legal action in an effort to block the offering. The Reuters news agency reported earlier this month that one group says the IPO awards too much of the value of the underlying properties to the Malkins. It says the family would control too much of the new company. Unless a judge agrees to stop the IPO, shares should go on sale later this month. If that happens, many people will be able to say they are part owners of the Empire State Building.
Well, I woke up wondering where I sat, just like I always do.
Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now is the latest album from Justin Townes Earle. He recorded his fourth album in only 4 days. Yet somehow he has created a timeless sound in this exploration of love, loss, rescue, and recovery. Justin Townes Earle is the son of Grammy Award-winning musician Steve Earle. And like his father, he has had a history of drug problems. The younger Earle's drug abuse began when he was still a boy. He has been in several recovery programs as an adult. His struggle is expressed in some of the songs on the new album, including Look the Other Way.
Mama, I'm hurting in the worst way. I got no money in my pocket, no place to stay. And when I see you out in the streets, never know what to say. Ah, but it doesn't matter, Mama, you always look the other way. Mama, I'm searching every night. I'm looking for the means to pay for all the wrongs that I've done, for the nights I left alone and wait. Ah, but I'm always gonna owe you, you always look the other way.
Justin Townes Earle also sings about love. Baby's Got a Bad Idea is about a man who suspects his woman might be keeping a secret from him. But the song is not sad. It has a rock and roll, energetic dance sound.
Baby's got a bad idea, I can see it in her eyes. She wanna hide it, but she ain't no matter how hard she tries. Baby's acting like a kid, Lord, she's playing games with me.
job, but I'm much too old a man these days to play a hide and seek. Maybe if I were a better man, she wouldn't walk away from me. Yeah, I could keep her close to me. Yeah, baby's got a hold on me. Yeah, she's tearing me in two. I know there's nothing that I can do.
On Maria, Justin Townes Earle sounds sad and surprised at the loss of love. He sings, "It used to be I was the object of affection and your eyes alone. But now it seems your heart has found a new direction and you're leaving me out in the cold."
It used to be I was the object of affection in your eyes alone. But now it seems your heart has found a new direction and you're leaving me out in the cold. So if you're gonna break my heart, go on and break it. No, I don't need you no more. Well, I've tried so hard, now my will is breaking. Baby, even though I still love you. I remember when it used to make me happy just to look into your eyes. But now every time I try, you're looking past me, and I don't know why. So baby, you don't even gotta tell me. No, I already know. So don't even say goodbye, just walk on past me. I don't wanna hurt no more.
Justin Townes Earle grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, a city often called the home of country music. The 30-year-old now lives in New York City. We leave you with the song about the neighborhood he lives in. Here is Justin Townes Earle performing Lower East Side from his new album, Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now.
Well, the midnight's on Manhattan, 11th Street and all alone. Counting cracks beneath my feet, 'cause my head is hanging low. And the street lights all downbeat, shining on the falling rain. Shadows dance across the street. Wind seems to whisper her name. But it's this tired old town, another sleepless night. You keep me wandering around, down on the Lower East Side.
I'm June Sims. This program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who is also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and now PDFs of this show and others, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. We invite you to explore our relationship blog there. Feel free to share any advice you might have for other listeners, or if you have a question about a relationship issue, write to Mosaic at voanews.com. Put relationship in the subject line, and please tell us your age, sex, and where you live. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
So there's a star up in heaven, shining down from up above. And this city's unforgiving when you've got no one to love. But it's more and more these days I find I need a place to hide.
And it's easy to get away when you're down on the Lower East Side. It's easy to get away when you're down on the Lower East Side.